really quick.
Let's do our dates real quick.
Yeah. And we'll just put this at the top of other episodes. Yes. I am going to be in lots of places. Tampa, Palm Coast, starting in May 31st. Palm Coast, Florida, June 1st. And then Charleston on June 3rd. Baltimore, June 4th. Then Lexington, Kentucky, the weekend of 8th through 10th of June. And then Asheville on June 11th. And then Philadelphia on June 15th. And Arlington, Virginia / Washington, D.C. The 16th and 17th. And you can see me co-headline with Justin Martindale. Ooh, July 29th fun. In San Francisco.
That's fun. I'm in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave, May 19th, 20th. Then I'll be at Dania Beach, Florida at the Improv, 26th, 27th, 28th. Then I'll be at Zany's Nashville, one night only, the 31st.
Go out, Nashville.
Go out, for God's sakes. And then I'll be in Spokane, Washington, the 22nd to the 24th. And then I'm gone for the entire summer. Come to me just for laughs. I'm there for 2 weeks. If you're Montreal listeners,
Montreal.
For God's sakes, come out.
I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
That's so funny. We do.
Do you?
It's going to be a real who's who.
Yeah.
Of who's who. Here on
You have
who's
a distinct
who.
Voice.
I really
you're,
do. Yeah,
you're
no
fine.
One, no one's
she does? That. I didn't. I never noticed.
Everyone's going to know you.
Yeah, you can always be pointed out. I feel like you could be pointed out in a crowd. You guys, welcome to Slop. We're just going to start rolling.
Yeah.
John, could you give us a wave at like 20 so we can do a throw to commercial and come back? Oh my God. Okay. This is exciting.
Yes.
This is so exciting. We're here with, is it appropriate to call you Scream Queens? I don't know what that term actually means.
Yes.
Scout Taylor Compton and Chrissy Fox. Did I fuck up your names?
No.
Okay.
You did so good.
I love a unique spelling of a name, but I was nervous that I was like,
it's bad.
Is this going to be way wrong? And she's like, why would you think it's whatever?
Do you know that I didn't know how to pronounce your name for the longest fucking time that I knew you, so I just kind of called you she her, you know? You get away with that, right? She, oh my god,
hey,
you.
It is so stupid, my spelling, but it was because when I started there is a porn star that had the same name as me.
Oh, yeah, it could be a very porny. And I thought I said that highest compliment.
No, I take it as a compliment. And it's fine, but I kept getting mistaken or vice versa. So I was like, I have to fix this. Because no, that's not me. So, yeah. So
I like it when it makes you unique. And now it's like, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you also kind of look like her? Is that
Yeah, what? I was going to say.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Okay.
But it was
like
more
in Google
just like,
searches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like public, because I do music too. So like they'd be like, you know, and porn star, Chrissy Fox. I'm like, no, I'm not like, no.
That's not
me.
So, own it. That's own like, all three.
Yeah. Well,
take
one,
her
one day. I'll get there, guys. Just not yet.
Yeah. She's a scream queen.
Oh, shit.
And you should see her in Anal Slut 7.
That sounds good.
Anal Slut 7. Yeah. I preferred 6.
I was like, is that your favorite porn that you watch?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the franchise.
She does love anal, and she made me watch one of her anal videos.
I don't love... Okay, first of all, I've never done anal.
No, but you made me
watch a lot of it.
The boss anal.
Okay, we've talked about this before on the podcast. I have to tell you guys since you brought it up.
But also, you just made me watch it recently.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, is this your porn or porn that you like? No. Okay, I was trying to follow suit.
Okay, listen. Stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
Porn. Okay, it might have been, honestly. Yeah. Is she blonde? I don't know. We spend a lot of time on the road in hotel rooms, so not together, but, you know, sometimes you watch porn. Whatever. Yeah. I haven't been doing it lately. I think it's because of this porn. I think I'm like, I'll just use my imagination. So
sometimes that's dirtier, I feel.
So I've told this story in the podcast, so sorry to repeat this, but the funny part is that I went looking for another porn and was like, this one looks good, and found it again. I was like, this feels familiar.
No.
So this blonde girl's getting fucked in the ass by her boss or something. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, some, what, do I have a power complex? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have that friend.
Yeah. We all
I don't
do.
Even the thing
right
is,
over here.
I've never even had anal sex.
Okay.
I just am afraid of it. Like
I'm
like, I'm saving it for marriage. I mostly am just afraid of what will go wrong.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That just sure. There's gonna be shit flying everywhere. Yeah.
No.
Like that. Have you seen that hippo shitting in the zoo video?
What?
Where the tail just starts spinning.
Are you relating yourself to it?
Wow.
It's like if the tail starts spinning, it farts so loud.
Oh,
like,
I have seen that.
And it's flying out everywhere. It's honestly
that happens to you, yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That's actually what it looks like in the shower after you have anal sex.
Yeah, that's
I was like, wait, I'm doing it wrong.
Yours like mine's impacted.
I'm like, yeah, mine is I'm shitting for
mine's
days
in my
afterwards.
Lungs.
This
Wait, so this girl's getting fucked, and of course, you know, true porn star style, she's being very loud, like, yeah. Oh my god, but then she's like,
oh no,
she goes, oh yeah, you're gonna make my butt come.
Wow.
Yeah. And then okay. She made me watch it, but then the problem is when you made me watch it, there was, you got the wrong spot, so we just sat there together watching.
I was like, no, it's here, so now we're just sitting there.
I was like, are you sure this is the video? And then we both were, I'm like, dude, what is going on?
That's maybe the most vulnerable thing I've ever done, is to show someone a porn that you tried to actually watch. I'm like, yeah, I guess this is a thing that I was going to come to, and I'm sharing it with you.
I was going to say, your guys' relationship like hit a different, yeah, like a very high note.
It really
that,
did.
Repeating
that
the story,
were you guys
I now
high
feel like I sort
drunk?
Of assaulted you, and I'm sorry.
I don't think no. I've ever showed you porn.
It's a very intimate thing.
So
no,
I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. How long have you two been close friends?
A few years.
Yeah, a few years.
Yeah.
So you guys are in a film that just came out together.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you guys done a bunch of stuff together?
No.
No, we were in two films, both that were. But this is the first one we actually got to act
together. Oh yeah,
we were both in Allegory, yeah, but in different segments.
Different scenes. Okay. Yeah.
But this one we played sisters. So this was really
her. Yeah. Her spouse is the one that connected us together. Oh. And then I think he was like, "Fuck,
why did I do that?
Why?"
Because I go over to her house, and then she's like, "Are you coming home soon? Yeah. Please come
You're like,
home."
No.
Yeah. No.
Our birthdays were together this year.
Yeah.
We had Disney like a slash. I don't know, horror.
Are you guys
themed?
Disney ladies?
I am.
She makes fun of me all the time. I'm fucking Disney
fucking
dork.
Love Disney.
I've got a Dino Hopper on my body.
Yeah. And an Ariel and a hidden Mickey.
A Dingle Hopper. I'm like, you mean just a tattoo of a fork?
Yeah. Yes, bitch. But it's not a fork. It's
but
a
that's
Dingle
low
Hopper.
Key. That's good. Yeah. You're like, like, no, it's a Disney tattoo. You have Ariel.
Dingle Hopper, hidden Mickey. I've got Fox and the Hound lyrics on my body. Yeah, I've
Fox
got
and
tons
the Hound
of shit.
Wow. When you're the best of friends. And it's just connecting your pussy lips.
Yes.
God. Going down the trail.
Jesus. Everything over here. Wouldn't be surprised if Scott's done that, seen that, been do that. You can tell what who's the dynamic here. I think so.
I love that I've been on tour in a band and you're scarier than me. So.
Scarier.
I feel like the Disney tattoos make it less scary.
True. Yeah,
it's soft.
No, they lure you in.
Exactly. Yeah,
it makes it more scary because you're less suspected.
Yeah,
like if someone
all
was
the
like,
Disney people are freaks, man. Like they're all fucking freaks.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I see a guy who likes Disney on Tinder, I swipe left. I'm like,
this it's different when a guy
weird.
Likes. Yeah. Like the thing, I want a guy who will go to Disney with me. I'm not sure if I would vibe with a very Disney guy.
No, I wouldn't.
Me neither.
No. What? There's gotta be happy medium there.
Yeah.
Okay. Way happy medium.
Like you can be into going, but don't be like let me find the hidden Mickey, you know?
Oh.
You don't even
deep.
Know what that
Wait,
means.
That I have
deep.
No idea what that means. And I don't want to be honest with you.
It's called her vagina.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to.
We all have a hidden Mickey. It's a clit. And yeah. Is it really
not
there?
So today, so it's great.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we all can see your hidden Mickey today. Yeah.
We do it all the time. The amount of times we've both worn shorts here, and it's just like, oh, it looks like I have no pants on.
Yeah.
It's freeing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it fits the vibe. We're a trashy lawn chair yard vibe.
I love it. How did you guys come up with your whole concept of your podcast?
I think we were just like, what's the most us?
Yeah, we're both disgusting pigs. So,
yeah. And then the aesthetic, we had a friend who's good with like doing little fun artistic like flips and designs come help us. But yeah, no, we're just overshare, gross.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Too
I love
much.
It.
Wait, are you two single? We have married. Married?
Yeah, someone's getting married, aren't they?
I'm getting married.
Yeah. Oh my god, when? Whoa! Let me see that ring.
Oh god, it needs to be.
That's why. Can we get a zoom on that, please? Can you see that on camera? We'll cut up close. That's fun. What kind of rock is that? I love a unique ring.
Yeah, you know.
You're like, I don't. I wanted a fucking diamond. Chad, I wanted a diamond.
It's two different tones right now, so we've got to get it fixed.
Oh, I was like, is it a mood ring?
Yeah. That should be
what
actually.
What a mistake that would
be. I know. I felt so bad because like I he proposed to me at Burning Man. I was such a little shit to
what
him
a sentence.
That morning. I was like
coming down from my ketamine and acid milkshake.
My shrooms actually.
Yeah. He had glow
like,
up.
I was like,
Mickey
we gotta go. And I was like, I hadn't gotten a photo there all day. And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna put my ashless chap mermaid pants on. Ew, and I'm gonna go out into the middle of the desert and take a photo. And then I took off my top and I was like frolicking in the desert and I turn around
topless
okay. And I turn around
Burning Man.
And he's like down on one knee and I was like just grabbed like one tit and I was like, whoa, I'm topless. You know, I was
like, you're not secretly crazy. Filming this on
you. I was like, this is crazy. But there was tons of people like exiting and they were filming, so people were capturing the moment. It was crazy. I was like, this is
topless crap. Woman at Burning Man.
With mermaid chaps. It was epic. I can't wait to tell my fucking kids.
Yeah.
Because I really hope they think I'm fucking cool.
They won't.
Come on, man.
Your kids are gonna be sorry.
Yeah, I cried. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was a hot mess.
Okay.
I was such.
Oh
hot
yeah,
mess.
Still had some shrooms
with
in your
my
body
with
too.
My like dreads, my like braided yeah. like colorful dreads, and my ass out, my tits out. I was like, this is great. And I proposed to him at Disney World.
You did?
Drunk off my ass in Epcot. We got to where
love
the fuck
Epcot.
Were we?
Drinking around the world.
Yes, we were in France.
If you know, you know.
And this is not romantic at all. I was like, well, it's not an hour. So I just stumbled into a restaurant. I was like, will you marry me?
Did you propose first or did he?
I did. I proposed
first. And he's like, I better do an actual.
Yeah,
he's like, this was messy. I got to make it better. Topless and Burning Man. I wanted something, you know, we could both cherish.
We definitely have the craziest stories for sure.
It's a ring with matching.
Yeah. How did you meet this man?
I met him on Bumble, man.
Wow.
A Bumble love story.
Bumble love story.
What's your what was your opening line? Do you remember?
Hey. No, okay. Hi.
Yeah, you're a hot
hey.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really like he was the one that was texting me nonstop and I wouldn't see him for like a month straight. Well, it was like right before like COVID, broke out.
Was just-
so I was, and he was inviting me to like these long trips, like come to my ranch that's in Fillmore.
Oh god, he's
I'm like,
gonna
bro, wear
me
the hat, yeah. Fucking yeah. Jeep and go. Like,
when no one's talking to each other, you're just gonna murder me.
Yeah.
Like, I am in horror movies. I know this plot.
Yes. Like, no way, man. No way. But he ended up, he's a stuntman in the industry.
Oh,
so it's so weird.
That's hot. Is he jacked?
He's jacked.
Oh,
it's hot. He just was in Obi-Wan, so he played Darth Vader. So he's
a pretty big guy.
Big.
That's hot as hell.
Love
it's
a big
good. Stuntman. Yeah. Do you guys like get stunted? Does he throw you around? I don't know. That's so perverted.
Yeah.
Does he make your butt come?
I'm kidding.
That I want
to
know.
Oh my god, he was just on my podcast, Talk Scary to Me, and we had our spouses on, and he likes to say that I'm more colorful than him.
That's
I'm pretty much
checks out based on just getting to know you so far.
Yeah,
I love this. Yeah, so you've been married for a while.
No, well, so
oh boy,
we don't have enough time for the no. No, so I'm engaged.
Oh, you're engaged.
But
whoops.
But we've been engaged since the beginning of COVID because we were gonna get married in 2020 and then didn't and then got really lazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no reason that we're not married. So everyone just calls him my husband. I'm just like, yeah.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, oops, what did I just?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's because it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole, I mean, when's your wedding?
May 5th, 2024.
Yeah, she'll probably get married before me, so
it's okay. We'll do
maybe
yours
not.
Right after.
Are you doing a Disney wedding?
Do a joint wedding,
right?
A little hidden Disney stuff in there.
I love it.
I have to.
Oh my gosh! So wait, the movie you just had come out, Bury the Bride. I haven't seen it because I'm a fucking pussy. I will see nothing. I cried at Leprechaun. You know, whatever.
Leprechaun. I haven't even seen that.
I've seen it in a long time.
It's literally not even scary.
Okay.
It's just creepy. And I was like, is that what I look like? Who's your sisters?
Yes, we're sisters in it. Would you like to describe Bury the Bride? She wrote it.
You wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fucking awesome.
me and my partner, we wrote it together and he directed. And so it's basically based around Scout's character is my younger sister and she's getting married to this guy that nobody knows. And it's a really fast wedding, and he's very, we're like these city girls, and he's sort of like this, you know, backwoods kind of dude, and he has this cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Is this written from real life?
Kind of, yeah.
It's Tom and I's.
Yeah. It's based
like, isn't
the
way you just described?
Yeah, literally.
Exactly.
Literally.
And so we go out to his family's cabin for the bachelorette party, and it's supposed to be just girls. It's like us and our three friends, and he crashes with his friends. And it becomes very dark very quickly.
Oh, shit.
And it's not always what
there's
you think
a, there's a massive twist in this. Yeah. And every time we screen it, people are so fucking shocked.
Really?
I love a good twist.
So that's really cool. And I was shocked. Like, even when you guys, when I saw it for the first time, I was like, oh, shit. That was unexpected. I was like, that's cool. Because, you know, I've done so many that I'm like,
it's always the same. I know. At the end, he's going to come back.
Sure.
But it was great. It was so good. I'm really proud of it.
But not yours.
It was good.
Yeah.
Is there some big laughs in it? Because I love when horrors have like a big.
The girls,
laugh.
I think, are really funny, and the guys have a few funny lines. But we have, you know, we have the token like, you know, friend that's down for whatever, which is
Lindsay's
based on her
hilarious.
Really, probably. No, I'm just kidding.
She's so fucking funny, man, and she has a great ass. Yeah. So I was like, you got a great ass, and you're funny. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, unfair.
Her shorts are shorter
one
than
or the
mine.
Other.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. Her shorts literally. Are like.
And she's
are
got
those her shorts?
They might be her shorts, but her butt is much nicer than mine.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and so yeah, we have some fun, and we have a few comedians in it. You know, the girls like their backgrounds are in comedy. And
oh,
so,
that's awesome.
So it was really fun. You know, because they'll throw out something that you're like, "What did you just say?" You know,
that's and you just like let it like do some riffing and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sick. Did you guys know that you wanted to do horror like acting, or were you like, was it something you fell into?
I mean,
I feel like you knew, right?
I always knew. Horror is my favorite genre. Like, I just love it so much. And I've done other stuff. I've done, you know, and I like all of it. But I think that when it comes to, like, writing and making films, the genre space is where I like to be.
Yeah.
And I think that you can always shock people and you can get away with a lot more. And you also can do things that, like, you know, you can have a romance and you can have comedy, but you can also have terror. And so you get to do all the things in one movie, which is really fun.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because you can't just like throw in a little bit of horror into a rom-com.
Sure. Yeah.
You're like, wow. That's a good dark turn.
You should try it, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, try it.
Now it's just a horror.
Yeah. Paul Rudd just loses an arm for no reason.
God, why? I want to see him in like a really like campy horror movie. Paul Rudd.
Oh my God. He'd kill it. Are you kidding? Me,
he I want to see him in anything.
Yeah, same.
I didn't. I got cast in a big franchise, and then
Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they just, you guys knew that.
And then they just kind of strapped me into the roller coaster. Are like, all right, you're on now. You're on
I
the
think
ride.
That's I guess that's kind of what happens if you get one of the big ones. That like, I mean, it's such a like really great. It seems like a really great fan base. Like horror people.
Oh, dude, it's
go
the
hard
best.
In the paint.
It's the best fucking fan base. Like, and they'll support anything you do. Like, no matter what it is. I
like,
mean,
even if you were a porn star,
yeah, they would support you.
They probably like you more. Honestly.
Do you do any horror porn?
Yeah.
Horror porn. That's kind
of
Oh
my God. Is there horror
there
porn?
Is. Oh, yeah.
Are
oh,
you kidding me? No, like Freddy is. Fucking like adjacent or something?
There's definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You watch
I've,
it?
I've come across. I don't watch it. I've
you
seen
I know what I'm doing for tonight.
A regular old girl in the bus stop with a slasher thing the other day. I saw like it was like a Walking Dead thing, and then all of a sudden I was like,
no.
Are you kidding me?
There's something for everybody out there, yes.
Wow. Oh my God, is the dick going slow?
I don't
watch
the whole thing. And then she just sucks it right off.
Yeah.
And keep sucking it.
Oh God, I can't stop.
Oh my God, we got right. Fucking horror porn, dude.
Ooh.
Oh my God, it'd be so epic.
That'd be iconic. Yeah. You could cast the other Chrissy Fox.
That would be so cool.
Chrissy Fox and Chrissy Fox.
She could be like the zombie version of me.
Guys, I have some titles here. We have Hung Wankenstein.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
We have A Wet Dream on Elm Street.
That's
dude,
classic.
Having to fuck a guy dressed as Freddy Krueger.
That would traumatize me.
What are you, my ex?
No, you mean fucking Ron Jeremy. That's worse. I'd rather fuck Freddy Krueger than Ron Jeremy.
We have A Texas Vibrator Massacre.
Get out! I actually had one of those happen to me.
That's good.
Okay, that's actually, I would be interested to see that one.
I would watch
two
that.
More. One's not really horror. Edward Penis Hands, which I knew about. And then Evil Head.
Evil Head.
That's a good one. Yeah, the head, it's like,
She's getting excited over there.
They should make one based on one of your bits and just call it "The Dicks Have Eyes." Isn't that like? Didn't you write a bit?
The dicks have eyes.
Googly eyes on the tip of a dick.
Oh my God. What would Barry the Bride's porn be? What would it be?
Come on, ladies. I feel like you guys would be good.
Barry the Bride is
Barry the Bride. I mean, stumped. I feel like that in itself
is a porn name.
Yeah,
like you just bury the bride in cum.
Yeah. Right?
There it is. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know why that was the
why
America.
Is it?
That's
it. You've been watching
the Here Comes the Bride. Okay, they here sound. Oh, Here the Comes the Bride.
Yeah, come. Yeah, here comes the bride.
Well, that's not really scary, that could be the tagline, though, on the poster.
Yeah. And her dress is just semen.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But she's got a scary Bride of Chucky face.
Yeah. That was too far for
it already writes itself, honestly. And also the president is somehow involved because I sang that song.
I don't know why. In my head, that was the song from the coronation.
It's like the inauguration.
I don't know. I have the queen in my head because I'm thinking penises now and I'm thinking Prince Charles's fingers.
Oh.
Have you seen these photos of Prince Charles' fingers?
Oh, yeah.
Have
they
you
are
not?
Really
or King Charles now?
Big,
no,
right?
They're huge.
Fat.
They're,
what's going
their
on?
Their fucking penises
but
are huge.
They all look different, though. All the pictures that have came out of them are so different. Like, I don't know, man.
You think people are enhancing the fingers?
Yeah.
I'm saying
so
that
weird.
People are way
just
too much
seeing people. Like, watch.
Zooming in. Because they look really, I just saw one today.
What I think it is that
bats were sausages.
He lost his hand and he just has different hands of former members of nations he's colonized. And he just puts on, he's like, time to put on my South African
hand.
No,
you're thinking of what's his name's teeth.
Yeah, George Washington's teeth.
What are you talking about?
Do you guys know
really
this?
Earlier.
We're talking about the teeth thing.
Oh, okay, wait. We're going to we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming back. Speaking of me doing the president song, I don't know how I managed to rope this in, but this is horror adjacent, I feel like. Do you guys know about George Washington's teeth?
No.
No.
So everyone says that they were made out of wood. People are like, oh, his teeth were made out of wood.
Okay,
that's
the
historical thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were not.
Okay.
They were made out of the teeth of slaves, just different people's
teeth. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is actual facts?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that Jess brought photos out while we were eating Thai food the other day. I'm like, why is
this? Dude, you really press this relationship. You really, push this relationship. Is this how you feel with me?
Dude, it's like, what the fuck?
No, it's crazy.
It's like dentures, but with
Different teeth.
It's fucking wild.
I'm gonna throw up.
And nobody ever talks it. Like, people are like, he's such a hero. That's the fucking craziest. You can look it up. I think they're in the Smithsonian, which why they would be is beyond me. Google it. Maybe I'll just put them in a clip right here on the screen. It's
please.
It's like out of a horror movie.
This is a horror movie.
The gums are black. Like, and I don't know if that's just from age or like.
I think that's from other people's teeth getting screwed into someone else's mouth.
Oh my God.
I think that could be.
There's like yellow ones.
Actually, my burp.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You guys have nice teeth. So this is too much for you guys to hear.
Those are your own teeth?
They're actually. They are
our
own teeth. Yeah.
They take them out.
Holy fuck, that's insane. I've never heard that.
No.
I've never heard that either. I feel
Jess has all sorts of fun little facts she likes to share.
No, look, that one I stumbled upon by accident. And it was honestly horrifying.
Do you smoke a lot of weed? Like, are you
she
up?
Doesn't.
Like, no?
No, I actually should so that I stop finding things like this. I have an overactive mind and I'll just go down rabbit holes.
Yeah.
I'm like ADHD and I'll hyper-focus on a real weird thing.
Okay.
But
like George's teeth.
Yeah. George's teeth. Have you ever gone to Jim Carrey's website?
No.
Oh, bro. I know what you're going to do tonight.
Dude, wait, you have to tell me about this because I swear to God I had a dream about Jim Carrey last night.
Did you really?
So bizarre. Yeah,
it's like, it's his website. It's like, if you click on it's a really strange diagram and you click on one link and that link will take you to a whole fucking new world and then you can explore that world and then that link will take you to somewhere else. It just it's a never ending website. Yeah.
Whoa.
Never ending.
And it has nothing to do with anything. It's just
nothing to do. No tour dates. No bio.
He's not leaving his house.
No, he's not doing anything.
Bob Saget had to die for Jim Carrey to go outside. That's how fucking.
Did Jim Carrey stay inside?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But I think he does, kind of. He seems like he does lately. He just paints and is in his own inner world.
I don't follow Jim Carrey as closely as you all, apparently. Yeah. I didn't realize.
I remember, man,
the Grinch.
I saw a Grinch porn.
What?
Somebody sent me a Grinch porn once.
Yeah,
my friend Dana Moon, she sent me a link to it's a full man,
not
painted
Cindy
green.
Cindy Lou Who, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously an adult woman. God.
Maybe it's like anal Cindy Lou Poo, and then here we go.
What are you gonna do with that Christmas tree?
Just gets fucked with a tree.
Disgusting.
Bend over. My dick grew 3 sizes that day. That's a scary world out there. And honestly, porn is scarier.
I don't even watch. I can't watch horror. The last horror movie I ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
What I think I did see the most recent Halloween. No, 2 Halloweens ago. But I got really wine drunk because I'm very scared.
Okay,
same.
But I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh,
and that one image where there's that when they throw the guy in the water and they want to see if he's dead and they go down, the guy looks and he's floating in the seaweed.
Yeah.
It ruined my life. Like, really? I and my parents have a cottage, so I can't swim. If
that
a piece
feels
of seaweed
like a character
touches me,
you would do.
I hate it. It's so, that image, that man eerie in the water, it fucked with me so badly.
I feel like you would be so good in a horror movie.
Yeah.
I just want to watch
a horror movie with you.
I just my voice. It sounds like I've already been slashed. That's what it is. Is that her? I'm like, no, this is it. My whole family used to smoke. No one's been slashed.
You trying to call people, like, scream, and they're like, Steph, we know it's you.
Damn it.
We know it's you. We can see you in your window.
It's your Uber Eats driver. I'm outside. Oh, my God. Is it 101, apartment 101 or 102?
He's coming for us.
It's getting cold. Do you mind opening the door?
Somebody's already dead.
Have you guys written anything together?
Not together.
No, not together.
Dude, y'all need to write a movie together.
I want you guys
together.
To write a scary movie because you both don't like
scary
it. And
movie.
So, like, what would happen here?
I mean, Shaun of the Dead might be one of my favorite all-time movies out there.
Oh,
so
Shaun
like
of the Dead's great. I could
funny,
do something like that.
Yeah, like funny horror.
Where it's like absurdly
and
funny.
And then we turn into porn, I have a feeling.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of porn in there.
Wait, we need to write something where you, can you just be a seaweed swamp lady?
I'm just always out of the water.
Oh, God. Oh, that's true. But you're not actually the horror person. Like, that's just Rhonda. Yeah, she
Rhonda
lives in
likes
the lake.
The weeds. Yeah, she bathes in the weeds.
She insists it's good for your skin. Someone hoses you off and you're the hottest person who's ever lived. Like, oh my God, it is. It is good for your skin.
Wait, was there like a specific movie that you guys saw that got you into it as kids? Like,
what hooked you?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh yeah, that's a goodie.
I was so little and I watched it and I shouldn't have watched it and I was so traumatized and horrified. And
you
then,
look
and then
traumatized right now.
I remember it. And then I was like, oh my God, I want to watch it again right now. Like right away.
Oh,
I was like, because anything that made me feel that destroyed, I had to see it again.
Wait till you play the video game.
I know, and she's in the video game.
You're in the video game?
Yeah, it's coming out. It's coming out.
So cool.
I know. Wait, you better play as me, bitch.
I'll play.
Yeah. What system is it on?
It's on. I think it's gonna be on all
of them.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Yeah, they haven't announced who I'm playing yet, which it comes out in like a month and a half.
And
I'm
you're
like,
not allowed to.
No, yeah. I'm not allowed to talk too much about it.
She's one of the chainsaws, Steph.
Yeah, actually.
I'm just the mud that you walk through. That's just me. You're just like that's sometimes fucking amazing. So wait, what movie got you hooked at?
I feel like I grew up in a mortuary. My dad's a mortician.
Excuse me?
Well, there we go.
Wait, this is just coming up?
Nothing to do.
We've done so many interviews where that has been the reaction every time.
I know, so I usually don't say it.
You're Anna Klumps, what's her name?
My girl.
Yes.
Which, by the way, had Jamie Lee Curtis in it, Scream Queen.
Yes.
No one's talking about
it. Yeah, it did. It did have her. But I grew up in a mortuary, so my dad and my mom liked horror movies. But my first one, I think, was like The Exorcist. The Exorcist?
Oh, okay. Shit.
But obviously, that's like, I mean, watching The Exorcist in a mortuary with like dead bodies, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
I was like, did you imagine your parents hated horror movies? They were like, yeah. Like, oh, we gotta get to work. And they're just
terrified. Yeah, but it's like, I also don't want to find out the person who's like taking care of my dead mom's body is like, God, we love horror. Like,
yeah. We love chopping up bodies. Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
I
like that better.
Yeah,
I'm hating doing the job. It seems weirder. They're disgusting.
Oh my God, that'd be
terrible. I guess you'd have to be a little
into
horror.
Into it.
You can't
they
be like
in there.
Embalming someone and be like, oh.
Yeah, no.
All day.
It's not a good platform if you do not like dead people.
Do you remember? Yeah. Did you see My Girl?
No, I don't remember. Something with the bees.
Oh yeah,
Macaulay
Culkin.
Why would you, what?
Thomas
saddest
J.
Saddest moment of the entire
He's not
movie.
Wearing his glasses when he's dead.
Oh, he died.
He dies.
I'm not, yeah, even, I'm not even kidding. I watch that every like 2 years.
It's so good, man.
I love that movie.
It's a really good movie, but really like that good. Part's so. Yeah, he like has a crush on the little girl. He goes back to find her ring and gets
Also,
her mood ring.
Her mood ring.
It's all coming back. Yeah. Full circle.
That movie made me unnecessarily terrified of like swarms of bees. Like
oh, bees are fucked up, man. Yeah. I just went to Okay, this is like maybe half a year ago. We went to Joshua Tree and I left like a small amount of water in the Jeep and the windows were down. And we went to go watch, you know, the sunset on the rocks.
Yeah.
Mushrooms. Okay, we're tripping on mushrooms. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden bees were like going after us. And so we ran to the Jeep to like get cover. And there was like 500 plus fucking bees.
What?
Swarming our Jeep.
Because of that little bit of water.
Dude, oh, and then they were attacking us, and my fiance was trying to like roll up the windows, you know, to get help. Yeah. And we were on the Jeep trail. So
you're driving with a car full of Jeeps? And bees?
No, Jeeps. There's Jeeps.
Jeep trail.
There's Jeeps in the Jeep.
So we were on the Jeep trail. Jeepies. So there was no one on this trail. So we had to walk like, and it was about to get dark. We had to walk like an hour outside to get to flag anyone down to like rescue us. We had to leave our car.
There's bees in there.
And no bee, like, what is it? Bee hunters or whatever the fuck it is.
Bee hunters.
Bee
hunter, a man with a tiny gun.
No, you haven't seen the girl?
Yeah, the girl.
The beekeepers?
No one will go into the national park and remove the bees because they're,
dying.
You can't kill bees. So
why
we had to.
Car so much, I wonder.
The water.
The little bit of water.
Is that parched?
Well, yeah.
I just am amazed by how smart animals are.
Okay. Yeah.
That, like, they all
They're
found
called
that
killer
little...
bees in Joshua Tree.
Is it the African ones that they said came out? Remember at the beginning of pandemic, people were like, oh, so there's killer bees. And then, like, that went away.
They were like,
it doesn't matter. We don't go outside anymore anyway. So
They're like, okay, let the bees be. And then they just expanded, and now they've taken over Joshua Tree.
It's crazy. It was
I remember, like, this is a really weird story, but I was driving to Valencia for something, and I was with my friend, and there's like
meth?
A guy.
Just kidding.
Yeah. I was saying exactly. Valencia. Yeah. And there's like this guy riding his bike, like kind of towards the crosswalk, and then we noticed there's this huge swarm of bees just randomly in the middle of the street, and they're like all swarming. And then we see this guy riding his bike and not knowing. And so I'm like yelling at the window. I'm like, stop. And then he rides through the bees. And I don't even know how to explain like what was going on. And then he's like fell off his bike. And so,
that's crazy.
Yeah. My friend would back the story up. We're just like, what did we just experience right now?
Well, how many bee stings can kill you? I mean, it's not that
many. One, if you're allergic.
It's not that many that can kill you. Like, yeah. I mean, it's like...
And if you're allergic, you're really scared.
Oh, I didn't know that...
Which Thomas J. was allergic.
Allergic.
By the way. Yeah.
But I didn't know that a certain amount could kill you.
Could kill you if you're not allergic.
Oh,
yeah. It ain't like a fun... Yeah. Like, if you have a swarm of bees, and they say the best thing is to go in a straight line, not swivel around, and to stay still. But fuck that.
So
it's
a math equation. So it's... You could
oh, God. Oh, good. You have to do math while you're running for your life.
Yeah. You have to actually keep track. It's 10 stings per pound of body weight.
Oh.
I like it. Well.
So 150 pounds, you could stand 1,500 bees.
Imagine getting to 1,500.
I think I'm never going to die by bees. I'm never gonna die by bees. I'm not worried about that.
There's not enough bees in the world to kill.
This is not gonna happen.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of bees. Yeah.
That's
like what they say with bears. Where they're like, play dead. Like, you know, watch a grizzly lock eyes and go.
Yeah.
And then roll over and act like nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. Especially after just gonna come bear. No.
Yeah. Use you as a rag doll.
I haven't seen it. Don't tell me anything.
Oh my god.
I'm watching it.
Did you like it? Oh really?
I'm watching it tonight.
It was hilarious. It was awesome.
There was one cameo in it that really got me angry.
Really? Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
It's a TikToker, and I was like,
oh, I thought it was
that guy, and I got so pissed.
Oh no, why? Why?
It's just one of these open mic comedians who's been doing comedy for maybe 3 or 4 years, not even 3 or 4 years, maybe like 2 years.
Is it the guy that's on TikTok that's blowing up right now? That's like all over my feed. He's like a handsome TikToker.
Is it Matt?
No, that's not him.
Who you're
that's
talking
not
about?
Him.
Oh, okay.
Ain't handsome.
He's been doing it for a while, but
this guy.
I don't get on TikTok enough. to know, which is a bad admission. I'm working on my TikTok. I am.
No, it's just it's frustrating for somebody like I've been doing comedy for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then watching somebody who's been doing it for 4 months and they have and what they did that got them famous is so fucking shitty. It's like a stupid sound effect
they didn't
to use.
Get him that famous.
And so that is just annoying that I'm like, that's so fucking stupid that person. I'm like, I could have done that role. Yeah, I would have done that role.
I was the bear. I did the movements for it.
I wear a mustache and I look damn good in it. So for fuck's sakes. Better than this guy.
She does look great in a mustache.
It's the mustache guy with the green screen background.
Yes, that's the guy. Scott Sykes. That's the fucking guy. Come at me, Scott Sykes. Let's see you do an hour of comedy.
You do cocaine bear fight. Now everyone's going to go look up this guy.
Yeah.
He already has, it doesn't matter. He has so many followers.
He's going to be fine. What's funny though is like I haven't heard anyone talk about him. Like no one's been like, you see this guy.
No, stand up isn't good because he's.
I mean, well, because he's on, it's two different
dude,
worlds.
Stand up makes me, like, no this. Fucking way, man. I would piss and shit myself on stage. And
really?
Vomit at the that, same time. I would do that. Everything.
After the first
people yeah. love that. Like, no, it is, like, weird how you have to be a certain type of mentally ill to be into it. Because at the end of the day, yeah. what we're doing is hoping people in large groups laugh at us. Yeah. That's insane.
It is insane. And then that it is. Yeah.
And then if you don't get laughed at, you're like, I failed.
Yeah.
No, it's a very bizarre. It's a very bizarre circle that we live in, where it's just like constantly.
I mean, it's
approval.
So normal to us, but like
so brave. Like, yeah. I mean, I love going to shows, but that would be. Like,
you do a horror nightmare. Movies. A that's like, see, I would never even. I couldn't even act in.
Oh, that's so easy. Yeah, it's so easy. What you guys do is so hard. It's really cool.
We should all for an experiment.
Switch.
You guys should
Sweetie Friday.
I guarantee you guys will do better than we will. Yeah.
There's no one laughing at us.
Yeah. No, it's for each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Quiet room. Oh my god. A fucking quiet room.
Oh, no, bombing. That's my horror.
No. Yeah.
Honestly, that's a horror movie to me. Yeah. When I'm on stage, I have nightmares of me just like being silent. Big because it's happened, and then you just feel
the
like,
quiet place,
oh,
but it's just you
what
bombing in a room.
What is that feeling?
It's unbearable.
Oh,
fuck,
it's
man.
Especially if you
it's
have, like, a
mass
set.
Rejection in real time.
I'm a nice person. I would never let anyone on a stage feel that way. If no one was fucking laughing, I would laugh.
No, don't. But that's even worse.
Really, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Because
then it feels condescending.
Yeah, because we know we're bombing.
I'm an actor. Yeah. I'd fucking make it believable as fuck.
We go,
no,
yeah, here we go.
If you were the only one laughing, I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, man. My heart is like hurting for you guys right now. Just with that feeling.
Have you ever done any live acting? Did you do theater or anything when you
were
younger?
That's easy. We have an ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
And you also have line. It's like, even if it doesn't do well, you're not bombing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Sondheim who's bombing.
Yeah. And, you know, the lights are, their reaction is not important, really.
Yeah.
The audience's reaction, you know, it's a give and take, your guys' stuff. Like, that's.
Yeah. I mean, the closest thing I did this sketch comedy show in Vancouver where I used to live. And
you're from Canadian?
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
A Canadian.
What the heck? God. I don't know this.
Where are you from?
Toronto.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My family's.
How do we not know
my whole family lives in Nelson.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh my God.
I'm trying to get her to marry me so then I can be Canadian. Yeah, and
we talked about that.
Yeah.
Our guys can marry each other.
And then our guys
will
just
be like a little bit. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So where in Vancouver? Then what venue? I might know it.
Well, it was this sketch comedy show called The Ryan Steele Show. And it was like just, you know what that is?
Were you in it? I love Ryan Steele.
Okay.
The Ryan and Amy Show.
Yes.
I love Ryan Steele. He's fucking hilarious. Yes.
So I used to be in part of that when I lived there for a while. And then I had this one skit that they had me do. Where I came up with this thing called the insecure actress, and I had to just go up by myself and like act like a very insecure actress and act out a scene from my favorite film, which I think was like Friday the 13th.
Oh my god,
or
amazing.
Something.
Yeah,
and thank God people thought I was funny because I was like, this is by far, like at the time, the person I was with, he was like, I thought I was gonna throw up when you first went up there. I was so scared for you. I thought I was gonna vomit. And because it was just nobody but me.
Yeah.
And yeah, but no, we did that. And then we came down to LA and did like a little, like, we did like the West Hollywood bar. We did like some shows.
Love that.
Probably did the West Side Comedy Theater.
We went to like actual clubs and went on stages in the clubs and did like little skits. Like I was like one of the Shining
twins.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you. I forgot I did that. It was
so fun.
Yes, I love those guys. It was super fun.
Oh my God. Do you know, like, Cam McLeod, and did you go to China Cloud? What venues did you use? Go to Little Mountain Gallery?
Here?
No, in Vancouver. Canadian. I'm like, I'm
oh yeah, you're naming all these places.
I have to. I'll ask my friend, and I'll let you know because I can't even remember what they were. I was like, they had set. We do this on this night, and these are the ones, and you're gonna do. You know this, and then we would work out the skits and do it. And
did you guys write them in the same week and stuff too, or was it like a quick turnaround?
And we did like some. We filmed some of them too. That I don't even know where they are at this point, but we did some like weird ones. I think one where like Ryan and I were like a couple, and we got pulled over by like this child who was pretending to be a cop. It was really weird.
What?
But really funny. Yeah. It was like,
that's so funny.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Oh, I love that.
Amazing.
I love that. They're good crew.
I love that you know them.
I know them. I love them. I love Canada.
She does.
Canada, eh?
She wants to move back to Canada.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Move to Canada.
Living in hell.
Yeah.
No, having a career is why I'm here. Yeah.
Is it worth it? Success.
It is.
Maple trees. I don't know.
Yeah.
Canadian things. Mm. Damn, that's wild. Yeah.
I swear all Canadians know each other though. Or
they know,
you know
somebody.
Someone.
Yeah, that was so funny. You've just reinforced that.
Yeah.
Belief.
Yeah. Especially in the entertainment industry, it's like it's way smaller in Canada too, so you just know people more.
Super small. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Is there not? I feel like there's so much success in Canada. I feel like there's so much.
Because they came out here.
Okay.
You get to a point in Canada and then, you have to, you know, make the move, which sucks because, it's great for a minute to be like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I can get into every casting, you know, which is awesome, but you kind of have to.
It's like you can get to the ceiling there.
You hit the ceiling. Then, that's what happened with stand up there too. You hit the ceiling and then you're like, oh, there's like four big festivals and then two pretty much. And then you have to come out.
But it's awesome at the same time, you know. They're so supportive of their arts, which is
very supportive
nice.
Of the arts. That's and it's a very good like all the things you're doing. Like it's a very good learning, like place.
Absolutely,
learning place.
It's a good learning. It's a good learning.
It's a place to develop.
Learning Canada.
We're from Canada. Leave us alone.
You can get strong there.
I'm stupid.
Because like people support arts and like I mean I always think of like some of my favorites as even in like in comedy. Some of my favorite people are Canadian.
Oh yeah,
comedians. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at like
Jim Carrey.
I had an evening where we hung out, and he was like, "Oh, you're from the island. Do you know about like the small deers there?" And I was like, "What? No." And I don't know. He was like, he knew stuff about
from
like
Victoria,
the other side of the island. So Campbell River, but yes,
okay,
same island.
I know Campbell. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so really small place.
What the fuck?
That's sort of like the Hawaii of Canada.
Our listeners are like, I have no idea what Campbell.
Tiny
is.
Deer.
Yeah.
Those are chipmunks.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I didn't know the tiny deer either.
Tiny deer.
I don't know. But it was very nice though.
And how long have you been in the States?
15 years now.
Oh shit.
15 years. Okay.
So it's been a minute, and you know, it's funny though. I have so many Canadian friends down here.
There's a lot of Canadians here.
There's a crew down here.
Well, and when I moved, I told like four of my friends, I'm like, hey, I'm leaving in 9 days and you're all going to come with me. And they did. So I have like my best friends moved with me, which was amazing.
Oh my God. That's all right. Jesus. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
At that point, no one said no to me. And now it's like, whatever. No one cares anymore. But no, I said no. I just like my best girlfriend, the person I was with at the time, and then my best friend who was in my band, they all came with me and they
that's
just figured
crazy.
It out. Yeah, which was really and they're all still here, which is
wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And what kind of music did or do you do?
I'm in a rock band.
Her shit is dope. Her shit is so dope.
What's the name of the band?
We're called Knee High Fox.
Oh, love the name.
Thank you. And we toured a lot. I started as a songwriter, so I would write with rock bands and stuff like that, and then I started I wanted to make something that was my own that I just didn't have to follow any rules. So I made this band and we ended up touring with tons of different people. We've toured with like Marilyn Manson and like my current partner, he's in Power Man 5000. We've done tours together, which is fun. And
Canadian bands.
Oh, Theory of a Dead Man.
Hey!
You know them?
I do, yes.
Okay. I write with them on every record, so I wrote the
She's
Bad
so
Girlfriend
badass.
With them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's like their hit. Yeah. God.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All Canadians know each other.
Yeah. Play that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Canada.
No, yes. Well, we all might be moving to Canada at some point.
I know. Don't watch the kind of porn you watch up there in Canada.
Yeah, that's true. It's banned.
I'll quit. I'll stop. I'll never see Grinch porn again.
Liar.
And where are you from originally?
Apple Valley.
Oh.
You know where that is?
I know that there was a guy on the last season of American Idol I watched named Chase.
And he was from Apple Valley?
Wow.
That's what they said. He's probably not. And they're like, you need a small town story because you're singing country music.
But I love how they chose like Meth Town, Apple Valley.
Are there apples in Apple Valley? No,
where is Apple Valley? California? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like Barstow, Victorville. Oh, yeah, it's on like kind of on the way out to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's pretty much where you stop and get gas on your way to Vegas.
Yeah, most of the people who live there ran out of gas and they're, and they're like, I guess we live in Apple Valley now.
Is it the one with the long strip with that Greek restaurant that everyone stops on the way home? That like
no,
okay,
no, that's too okay. That's too cool.
Yeah, that's Barstow proper.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So you're small nothing.
We got a Walmart when I left.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah, bro.
What is the industry like, out there? A mortuary?
Nothing. Yeah,
mortuary. That's probably
all people who died on the side of the road. Yeah,
that's the that's the biggest booming business in town is your parents' mortuary.
Everyone's dying.
He's rich. He's a rich man in Apple Valley. No, he had multiple mortuaries. He had one in Apple Valley, then one in Bishop, California.
Oh wow, he's a mogul. He's like, where else are people dying?
Yeah.
He's got a chain of mortuaries?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did when he was working. Now he's retired. But yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. 2020 would have been a great year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry. I actually hate that I said that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Wait, you guys, not to circle back to my girl, but I wanted to say this earlier and I didn't. If you guys die and, you know, hopefully are in a position to be in an open casket, would you want them to, like, make you look as much like you, or do you want them? Jamie Lee Curtis, you don't remember this, but she like turns this old lady into like a hooker.
Yeah.
She looks like blue. Dude, I kind of want that. I kind of want to just people go like, what the fuck? Like, just give me like insane. A perm.
I want to be propped up like I'm just standing. I want a full standing cast because people walking like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I want invisible strings on me. And then at the end, they play like haunting music in my body.
And, stuff.
And everyone has to wear roller skates.
Wow.
I
mean, I've seen bodies pop up, so I don't know if I would
pop up.
I don't know if I would.
Wait, how?
Pop up.
They'd pop
like
up?
Stiffness?
Yeah. Like when they're being cremated, they, you know, your body kind of like forms up. So
because you're body burning.
That's like, nightmare. With the way paper.
Or like arms jolting or whatever, stuff like that. So I don't know.
How old were you when you saw your first dead body?
I was about 8 years old when I saw my first body and my first dick at the same time. So it was a great experience.
Good. And then I learned. So your first dick was dead.
Yeah, my first dick was dead.
Huh.
Dead man's dick.
Yeah. Hard as a rock.
Oh, wow. So that is a good porn name.
Dead man's dick.
Dead man's dick.
And it's kind of piratey maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Was it still like normal skin color or is it like
are they gray?
Yeah.
All I remember, well, I'm actually writing a show about it, but all I remember is my dad was like massaging it because I'm massaging the extremities to kind of get it to go down because he had
that's
died.
What you have to do.
Yeah,
he had died rock hard.
And
watching
my
butt chug video.
Yeah, and then my dad.
That's
decided,
what your dad said. You have to massage the parts to get him.
Hey, honey,
you're jerking off a corpse, Dad.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty
sorry,
crazy.
Dad. It was pretty crazy.
Oh,
but that's the first one that I remember because obviously, I mean, that's like a crazy experience.
Well, that's gonna stick in your head.
Yeah.
For sure. But then we had the girl that worked there, Maggie, who did the makeup and stuff, and she was kind of like had the vibe of like the Jamie Lee Curtis, where she like really
go hard. On
She went hard. So I probably would do something like that.
Yeah, like I get really someone fun. Who's gonna like beat me and make me look like nearly a drag queen. Mm-hmm.
It's like your glam shots, but
yeah. Just paint eyes.
I like the guy that did in Britain in his casket. He put like a little a recording in his casket.
Yeah.
Dude, did
I
you?
Seen that
he,
so funny.
Oh my god, where he's like, "Hey guys, let me out! Let me out!" As it's being like buried, you know, so it's being lowered
that's
into the dirt.
So funny.
Dying
that's fun.
Laughing. Like they're not even crying more; they're just dying laughing.
I feel like I would do something.
And
everyone's
like,
that.
"Ha ha ha!" Yeah. And he was actually alive. And then
See, that's what I'm terrified of. Yeah.
And he's like, please, God.
Why is no one helping me?
This is not a drill. What would you do?
I just want to look like really hot. So then people be like, oh, it's so tragic. You
it is more sad when they're when someone hot dies.
God.
She was probably going to be so hot all the time.
Exactly. And because like normally I'm like sweatpants and like my hair is like, it's like, you know, I have a 3-year-old. I don't even try.
You have a 3-year-old?
Yeah.
What is that like?
It's insane.
Mom life.
It's insane.
Worse than any horror movie you've ever seen.
We actually watched Cocaine Bear together and she was like, that woman in the movie theater's like, oh no, oh my God, he's going up the tree like the whole time. And she was just screaming. Oh, and we saw, she came to Panic Fest with us where our film Buried the Bride premiered. And the night before we went and saw the new Evil Dead Rise and literally this kid's face by nothing. And we're like sitting there and she's like, are they gonna? And then she started going like Evil Dead, and she had 200 plus people like chanting Evil Dead in the theater.
Yes. That's
so funny.
She carries around like a Freddy Krueger and like a Jason.
Yeah.
Like,
she's gonna be like a full blown Halloween girl.
She is. Like, and the only thing that
her birthday party was Jason themed.
Freddy versus Jason her choice.
Yeah.
She
loves them.
We went to like the Scream meet and greet, and she like ran to Skeetle Rich and just like, oh, it's real Ghostface. Like, hold me. And she's like, loves it. Yeah.
So she's gonna follow in your footsteps for sure.
I mean, either that or she's gonna eventually
She's gonna switch.
Oh,
she'll be so ashamed.
She's gonna become a born again Christian and really like rebel
all of a sudden. Yeah.
She's gonna be like Britney Spears, Taylor Swift.
I like Britney Spears though too. It's okay.
I mean, you gotta love Britney.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess and we love to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's
I feel like we're wrapping up here.
That's it.
A very abrupt ending. Yeah. Well, that's that.
That's it.
Everyone shut up now. It's done.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you. Bye.
Where can everybody find you guys online?
Good child life.
Yeah.
Where can they find your podcast? Where can they see you? Where can they follow you?
Okay. Well, just find me at Chrissy Fox, KrsyFox on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter. I'm Knee High Fox. And
yay.
And then our production company is One Fox Productions, so you can find us for our films
and go see Bear the Bride.
It's free on Tubi right now, so you can just watch it now.
Okay, great. We'll
and give us good reviews.
Yes. My Instagram is Under the Sea Scout.
Yay. Under the Sea.
Yeah. My Twitter is Patty Scouty, and then my podcast that I do with Danielle Harris is Talk Scary to Me.
Yay! Great.
Go listen, go follow them.
Thank you guys for coming.
This is so much fun.
You guys are awesome. And we will we'll see you guys in your movie and again soon. Yeah. You guys go watch it, go follow them, and have a great whatever week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.